Welcome to the Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun.
That was the longest 2 weeks of my life.
You know, for me, it wasn't, I missed you.
Yeah.
Luckily, I got to see you at work.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the podcasts, but I didn't miss working.
You enjoyed having a break.
Yeah, right? I know that sounds terrible, and everyone's like, well, fine, bitch, then yeah. I'm not going to listen. But yeah. No, it's a lot for me.
Yeah.
So it was nice. I was able to catch up on some other things because this takes up two nights
yeah.
a week for me.
Right.
And a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's
well,
a lot.
I'm not getting
full-time.
Sick again, so you can have a vacation.
Right. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, thank you. Thank you for being sick.
It was the worst experience ever.
Oh gosh.
But before we talk about that, I texted you and I was like, I passed a green pea pod.
Yeah.
And it's closed. And I'm like, they were so ahead of their time.
They were.
If they would have opened in like 2019, they'd be billionaires.
I was
right
doing
now.
Some research on that after you said that. And yeah. I thought, you know what? 13 months later,
yeah.
they should have just waited out yeah. that year and 1 month because it probably would have just been
yeah.
amazing.
It's
they had
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
They had it before anyone else had
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's like, ah. Who wants somebody else to shop for the grow? Well, look at you now.
Yep.
Look at you now. It's half of the people in the store are shopping for somebody else's groceries.
Yes. I was just going to say that half the parking lot is the parking spaces for those that pull up.
Yeah.
And honk and your carts come out.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, rest in peace, Green Pea Pod.
Yes.
Sorry.
Moment of silence.
Then we just laugh. Sorry.
My craziness to help people, because we're all in retail that are listening here and we know that we just always want to help people and be yes people, would drive me crazy if I had someone do my shopping and then parked into the parking space and could not get out of my car to help them.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't do that, right? Safety for all.
Right.
You just open up your back.
Yeah.
And they put the groceries in. And they close it, or yeah. you close it, and off they go.
That's a little too bougie for me.
That yeah. would make me crazy.
Yeah.
I would want to jump out and be like, whoa, let me help you. Let me help you. Here, let me put the bread up here.
Don't
let me
crush
put the
my
chips
bread.
Up here. Yeah.
Don't break my eggs.
I don't want crumbs, you know? I couldn't do it. So I just do my own shopping.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in the stores enough, too.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, you and Steve like to go like on a Sunday to Jewel.
Oh, it's
I'm
a
like,
thing.
What the hell's wrong
it's
with you?
After we hike Lake Geneva,
yeah,
we
yeah.
go shopping.
Yeah.
And then we come home and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And you know what I noticed? I've been observing us for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
This is fun. We are just characters. You could tell we've been married almost 25 years, right? Whoever treats comes home, helps to unload the groceries, and then walks away.
That's it.
That's it.
I did my deed for the
day. I paid, so you put the stuff yeah. away. And I noticed that we do that because on Sunday, he treated. I was like, all right. You know, I was all excited. We make a big deal at the register because we're just those dorky people that do that.
The cashier's like, God, kill me now.
And it's always like the young cashiers that are only doing this for a year. And they're like, but we're the nicest people, so they really
right.
shouldn't complain.
Yeah. yeah.
But like he swiped his card. I was like, yes, all right. I like taking you shopping, blah, blah, blah. And then we get home and he barely helps me.
He grabs the gallon of milk.
Yeah, he grabs the 24-pack of water. And so I'm putting it away. I'm like, hey, where are you going? He's going to go downstairs. He's going to make some phone calls. And he was just looking at me like, I paid.
I paid. You put it away. And you cook tonight. And you're like, boop, boop, boop. Yeah. Yes, Domino's pizza.
Yeah, I did do pizza tonight. So funny.
We just spent $400 at the grocery store. Definitely getting pizza.
Yes, exactly. You know what? Now that we are almost empty nesters,
yeah.
we don't spend anything
no.
a week.
Yeah.
A little bit of here and there. And you know me, I'm an almond mom. So it's
yeah.
like snacky, snacky, snackies
yeah.
is all I buy.
You're like, you eat 12 almonds and some peanut butter M&Ms.
For those that have growing children or sons that lift or work out or daughters that go to CrossFit, they are hungry.
Yeah. I was just saying, because my neighbor's girlfriend, she has 6 kids and they're grown, you know, and she was a stay-at-home mom pretty much, you know, and I said, do you think that you could do that now? Like, if your kids were adolescents, you were a stay-at-home mom, do you think you could run a household on one income now? And she was like, hell no.
Yeah.
You know, the groceries alone.
Oh, I think we save at least $250 or $300 a week not having Steven here.
Yeah. All those eggs and all that
protein. Oh, my gosh. Like, every week it was $400. Now it's like $120. We have gotten very good at clipping.
Have you?
Yes, very good. And now it's so good because it only gives us coupons that of items we use. So you got to buy 2 or 3 of it. You got to watch that, right? Buy 2 to save a couple bucks.
Yeah.
But, man, they hit that button after you put your number in, and it just rolls down. We're always like, awesome. Yeah. So I realize that things are more expensive now.
Yeah.
But clip those coupons because it really does work. And
you know,
we've used them for so many years. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Because we've used them for so many years, it's like what we buy.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, they do send those for you coupons.
Yes.
And it's not what's in their ad or what they already planned on couponing for. It's just the stuff that you always buy.
Yep.
I do like that.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
So do that.
Yeah. And today, I think I spent, when I rang everything up, it was, I don't know, probably about $20.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in my little number, and it went down to 10-something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah.
Half the price.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. I'm glad that
sale
it's back.
Sale items, yeah.
You know, a couple years ago, I noticed that the 4 U's were not really for me.
Yeah.
It was regular milk, eggs, and we actually didn't eat that stuff or drink that years ago. Now we do.
Yeah.
Well, almond milk and eggs. And so I realized that maybe they were more like generic for everyone.
Yeah.
But now that we...
Well, we always joke when there's a snowstorm, what does everybody buy? Milk, eggs, and bread.
Yep, exactly. And that's what the coupons were right after COVID. It was like, well, let's just send it all out. Yeah. And now they've learned to tailor it to you, which I think is fantastic.
I do like that too.
Yeah. Do I have something on my lip?
Nope. Uh-uh. Oh, okay. I was just scratching my nose.
Look at my purple.
Ooh.
There's so much purple on my eyes
now. It's shimmery.
So I knew I was going to be on calls all day long.
I was on a call with you today.
I know, it was
fun. And I was texting you like...
And I was on camera while you were texting me. I was trying not to laugh.
Crack a smile.
Oh, I did. I kind of nodded. No, it's always good. So I put on all my makeup, and I must have put my makeup on in the dark because I was getting ready to hop on camera, and I looked and I was like, oh, that purple is all the way up to my eyebrows. And it was like a lot.
Okay, like Mimi... Right?
Yes, it was but purple. Picture purple, but Mimi. You know, she always has the blue up to her eye. And I was like, whoa. So I go back into the bathroom, like, why is it like that? And I'm rubbing underneath my eyebrows to move it. And then the purple is on my cheeks because I'm trying to rub it down. It probably just did it now. And I was like, you know what? Whatever.
Who
I'm
going
to wear glasses the whole time. So I put the glasses on and I was like, yep, it covers it up.
Then you can't really see it all the way up to your eyebrows.
Oh my gosh. They're going to be like, Meredith?
Yeah. So I saw a TikTok the other day that really made me feel old.
Oh.
Because it was talking about how you apply your makeup
and
how it ages you, right?
Yes.
And I am always the dark in the corner of the eye and kind of lighter towards the middle, towards
your nose,
right? And they were like, yeah, that V. And I was like, fuck, I do that, you know?
It looks so good on you,
though. But that's how I learned how to do my makeup. Like, I feel like you kind of, I mean, unless you're like an influencer, you kind if you're an everyday person, right? You learn how to do your makeup in high school or grade school even, and that's how you do your makeup,
right?
You know?
I don't know. Your makeup always looks on point.
You think
to
so?
Me. But of course,
all right.
I'm just only a little bit younger than you,
okay.
But I've
I'll keep doing it then.
Yeah.
Mayor said it was okay.
In a way, we are influencers, but just not with makeup. So really, it doesn't matter what we do with our makeup.
Yeah, it is.
So I was watching a TikTok also, because that's where we get all our news. It's the only thing we do. And we send TikToks to each other and Bestie and everybody else and Julia. And And the new thing now, number one, is the white and beige on your waterline. Yes. So I grabbed a beige because I didn't think white would work for me.
Yeah.
I'd be trying too hard. So I grabbed a beige. Don't have it on today. And there are women in their 30s and 40s that are saying, stop with the double colors. Throw on one color.
Yeah, that was kind of in mine too. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know that I like it. I think I like the crease.
That was my point, was that they were saying one color kind of all the way up. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I have to have some contrast, like outer edge, you know?
Me too. Like today I just did one color. It's driving me crazy. And then I went real wild with it. I must have just used too big of a brush.
That's probably why you feel like it's so big, because I mean, I'm looking at you. I didn't walk in and go, wow, Meredith, your makeup is crazy today.
Wow,
you
Mimi.
Know? You know, so it's probably just getting used to
maybe.
It, you know, yeah.
I do. Totally I just like the double color. Let us know.
Yeah. How you do your makeup.
How you do your makeup.
Everybody.
I almost feel like we're going to step away from Clopin and talk anxiety.
Okay.
But I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
How's your throat?
Well, as you hear, I'm still coughing. I keep choking
Tell
on my
us
spit
from
and
beginning
stuff.
To yeah. end, oh because I have something okay. to add to this about the not having strep, but probably having strep.
Okay. All right. Where do I start? So, Easter.
Yes.
Had a blast on Easter.
Yes.
Woke up hungover on Monday, and I was like, what did you do? Like, you know better than this. Not only was I hungover for work, but it was the first day of meat resets, which is like the worst thing in the world. So I woke up with a very sore throat on Monday after Easter. So that was the first. What is today? Like the 16th,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Recording day, yep.
So I'm like, whatever. My sister was kind of sick before Easter,
okay.
and she was over, and she had a sore throat. So I thought, what a bitch. She gave me her sore throat, you know?
Yep.
So I work through Monday and I like just get my shit done. I go home. I go in Tuesday and I'm like, man, this really sucks. I wake up Wednesday and I'm like, I'm fucking dying,
no.
you know? So I go to immediate care after work and it's like a 2-hour wait.
Can I add something here?
Yeah.
You don't go to immediate care. Like you usually fight through it.
Right. I knew it wasn't going away.
Right, yeah. So that must have been bad.
Well, and I knew because my sister had gotten an antibiotic and she didn't, like, she got a different antibiotic, right? Like, I don't know. She didn't have, like, an allergic reaction, but she was reacting to it in some way. And she had taken that antibiotic and she felt better. So I'm like, this is not going to go away. I'm going to have to go to the doctor.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
is what kind of put it into my head. So I walk in and it's like a 2-hour wait. So I check in and they're like, well, do you want to just do a telehealth visit?
Oh.
So that's where the nurse calls you. What's your symptoms? What's going on? How are you feeling? Do you have this? Do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Blah, blah, blah. So I just, you know, I tell her like my throat hurts, you know. Had I known to tell her more detail about that, I think I would have gotten it taken care of earlier, but I didn't know. So she goes, you know what? Strep's going around, blah, blah, blah. We'll just call in a strep test for you. So just go back inside. They'll call you in. They'll swab your throat, and then you can leave, and I'll call you with the results. So she calls me like an hour later. She's like, it's negative.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And I go, so what do I do now? And she goes, well, you know, you probably just have like a respiratory viral infection. Sometimes it gets into your throat.
Oh.
She said, so you'll just have to wait it out. She goes, if you don't feel better in a few days, go back to immediate care.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool. So,
nothing more to do, no antibiotics.
Right.
Okay.
So now I'm just eating NyQuil and drinking Sleepy Time tea,
you
right?
You were sleeping so much.
I
feel like I
so
didn't
much.
Talk to you all week.
Yeah. I was like coming home from work, taking a nap till about 4:30, waking up, having a big cup of hot tea that I burnt the shit out of my finger with too. That's finally healed up, which that was an absolute mental breakdown. I was sick and I go to grab my cup out of the microwave when my grandma's teapot is sitting right on the stove. Why didn't I use that? No, I grab a hot ass cup out of the microwave, burnt my finger. I'm crying in the kitchen. Johnny's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm sick and I don't feel good. I just burnt myself. You know? So, but yeah, I would come home, take a nap till about 4:30, wake up, eat something, take two NyQuil tabs, drink a big cup of hot tea, and then sleep until the next morning.
Wow.
And like I said, we're doing meat resets. So like I cannot call off. Like I cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, I can. Obviously, I can. If it comes down to it, I can. But I hate to put that on somebody else because
right,
it's such
course.
A pain in the ass.
Of
you know?
When did they take all day, four or
yes.
5 hours?
Yeah.
And then what you have to do is if you can't get anyone, then you have to still tag it to the back of your
right.
week. And then they're waiting and they
right.
know you're coming. It's just
and
a,
then they lose the shit you need for it.
Right.
You're coming
right,
later. And, oh, right. it's such a fiasco.
So you'd rather just muscle through
yes.
it. But
yes.
you were very sick.
You came in. You helped. You know.
We're going to talk about that.
Well, of course. Thank
just
God.
Just stop with you came in. There was no help
no,
there. That was my first
did.
Meat reset ever.
No, and it was the most fucked up one.
Okay,
it's
good. You're making me feel
year.
Better. But
and you were like, I am so overwhelmed. And I go, thank God I'm not the only one that feels that way.
It was my first one back after 3.5 years. And it was
yes.
messed up. And I was just like, I
yes.
am not helping her at all.
Every
I just
year.
Wanted
no.
to get you out
you
of there.
You did so good.
I wanted
you did
to talk
so good.
About that. I'm like, ay.
So, yeah. So, so the weekend comes. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I kind of like, it doesn't hurt anymore. You know, I'm like, I think I'm getting better. So I avoided everybody over the weekend. Erica invited me out to breakfast and I was like, dude, I so want to go, but like, I'm still not feeling that great. I don't want to pass it on to anybody. I power cleaned my house. Like I get these germs out of here, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Monday comes. I wake up square one again. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Felt like shit. So I'm like, you know what? I'm like, the lady said, just wait, you know, whatever. So I'm just doing the NyQuil tea thing. Wednesday, I'm like, I have to go to immediate care again. So after work, I go to immediate care.
Now, this is a week.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a week. Yeah. So thankfully, there was nobody there. So I go in and the nurse comes in. She takes all your vitals, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She goes, your blood pressure is a little high. I go, well, I've been eating a lot of NyQuil. She goes, yeah, I've been seeing that a lot in people. Like,
okay.
So just FYI, NyQuil makes your blood pressure go up.
Okay.
And she told me, you know what's in NyQuil that like knocks your ass out? Benadryl. It's Benadryl. You don't even have to take NyQuil. You can just take 4 Benadryl.
Oh.
And knock out. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it might not work for people like you who have to take it all the time.
I'm trying not to. I have memory loss from
well,
it.
Well, you used to take it a lot.
All the time?
Yeah.
Had to.
So anyways, a nurse practitioner comes in and she's asking me my symptoms. And she said, oh, what happened? You were just here, you know? And I go, yeah, they did a strep test. I go, you know, and I was going to tell the girl that gagged me with the swab that to stay to the right because it only hurts on the right. She goes, it only hurts on the right side. And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, and it's going into your ear, you said? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, you have an abscess in your throat. And I was like, son of a bitch.
She knew right away without
right away.
Even looking.
She didn't even look at it. Didn't even look at it. Hadn't touched me, nothing.
Wow.
So I feel like that's the piece of information that was missing on the phone call, right?
Oh.
If I would have told her it only hurt on one side, she would have been like, oh, wait, that's different. Strep is everywhere, you know?
Oh, sure.
So then she like looks at it and she goes, I can't really see it. Like it must be like back behind your tonsil. So basically what it is a pocket of infection, right? Mm. Which we know you can get those anywhere right. in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I want you to go get a CT scan. I was like, what the fuck?
This is serious.
Serious. And I don't know if you ever had a CT scan yeah. where they mm-hmm. inject you with the dye
the
or
dye,
the contrast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's the weirdest sensation because mm-hmm. you feel it enter every single blood vessel and go up and down your body and you feel like you pee your pants. I've had it before for my gallbladder. Mm-hmm. So I knew what to expect, but it still creeped me out a little bit. So they go, are you going to wait for the results? And I go, no, she said she'd call me. And they're like, well, she might want you to check into the hospital. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, what,
you know?
What is going on?
No,
here?
I'm getting meds and I'm going yeah, home, yeah. you know?
You're already starting your
so
car.
So she goes, the other lady goes, well, you look like the type of person, if she tells you to go to the ER, you're going to go. And I go, I'm getting comfy clothes on. You know,
yeah, right,
like,
right. If I'm going to be here
first,
all day.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm wearing my work clothes.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm putting sweatpants on if I have to go to the hospital. Sure enough, I'm pulling into the driveway and she's like, yep, you got like a 2.5 centimeter by 2.5 centimeter, you know, nodule in your throat.
Full of pus.
Yeah. And an she infection. Goes, yeah, so go to the ER, let them know, like, they'll be, like, they'll know you're coming, basically. Like, I'm going to give them a heads up, you're coming.
Is this the same nurse from last Wednesday, or the nurse from the
Not the same nurse from, she works at the, but it was two different ones.
Oh, it was
one on the phone call.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know who, I mean, she could have been the same one, but I don't think so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I don't think so, because they had different names now that I think about it, because you always get a survey afterwards, you know? So yeah, so I go to the ER and they ask me everything going on, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So basically they hook me up to an IV, you know, they give me fluids, they give me steroids, which that was another weird thing. Have you ever had steroids put in through an IV and it makes you feel pinpricky all over? I mean, that was my experience. Yep. And I totally was like, hey, wait, what? What is that? You know, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's the steroids. They're perking you right up, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It made were you feeling kind of hot?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it made me, like, physically uncomfortable. Like, I wanted to move out of my seat.
Sure, sure,
like,
sure.
Like, I was like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
So, they gave me...
Hey, wait, hold on, wait.
I was like, am I going to die?
Yeah, you don't know, though.
I know.
When was the last time you had anything through an IV?
Yeah.
And they're just telling you what they're doing, and then you're getting a weird feeling.
Right. And I'm thinking, is this an
allergic reaction? Yeah.
Because, you know, they always ask you, are you allergic? And it's like, I haven't had much.
Yep.
You know?
Right.
I've had surgery once, yep. You know? So.
I'm good with nicotine. Yeah, can you guys give me that?
Pro at those. Throw a couple patches on my back.
Right. That's all.
So I go home and, well, the ER doctor told, well, I was laughing so hard. I think I told you guys this. Because he kept calling me young lady.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm at least 5 years older than you. But he was like the nicest guy. He was super sweet. So he goes, well, they're not going to cut into you today or nothing. And I was like, thank God. He goes, but I want you to call tomorrow. So the next day is Thursday. And you demand that they make you an appointment for Friday. He wants to see you Friday. And I was like, can't you do that for me? Like... I'm not very good at demanding things, you know?
Stats.
So the next day I go to work. I feel so much better. I'm like, this is amazing that IV worked, all those drugs they put in me. This is awesome. The other boss showed up. He worked with me and I go, I got to go to the doctor because I called him and I said, the ER doctor demanded that I make an appointment for Friday. And she goes, actually, we can see you today. And I was like, perfect.
Done.
So I go in there and he takes a look and he asks me what happened. I said, I went to the ER, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, those oral antibiotics aren't going to cut it. We're going to have to cut that open and drain it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I didn't even get a ride up here, you know?
Yeah.
I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
So to make a long story even longer,
keep on going.
He had me sit in this chair, like a dentist chair kind of, and he sprayed some shit on my throat to make it numb. And then he goes, okay, I'm going to give you a shot now to numb it all the way
further
through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to close my eyes because that's what I do when I'm at the dentist. It fucking hurt so bad. I cried. I had tears coming down.
Mm.
The nurse is looking at me and I'm not making a noise. I'm not moving, but I am crying.
Mm.
And she like gives me, she goes, oh my gosh. And she gives me some Kleenex. I was like, don't, you'll make it worse.
Your sensitivity will make me cry more.
I can't handle it. If I'm already crying and I see something sad, oh fuck, it's over.
I can't watch other people cry.
I'm crying and somebody feels bad for me about crying. It makes me cry harder.
And didn't you say something to him about tea? Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we're going to have to cut it and drain it. And I go like now. And he goes, yeah, as soon as that room across the hall opens, we're going in there. And I was like, well, you see how many teeth I've had pulled. It can't be as bad as that. Right. And he's just like, and I was like, what the fuck was that? No. What the fuck does that mean? So after he, you know, just like the dentist, he's telling you like, you're going to feel pressure, or you're going to feel this. And he tells me when he's poking me with a needle, like it's going to burn.
Yeah. Right.
And it was so bad. You know, like when you leave the dentist, well, you haven't had any teeth pulled. No. Right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
None.
Lucky.
Not even wisdom.
So even after you like leave the dentist, you're like, you know, it was bad, but like you kind of forget about it. And like, it's not, I will never fucking forget this.
Wow.
You know, like when they say you like give birth to a child and like that kid, you love it so much and it tricks you into you having another one. You forget about the pain you were in labor. I will never fucking forget this.
Mm.
So after he gives me the shot, then he sticks another needle in there and he pulls out what he said was 50 cc's. He showed it to me of pus and blood.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, that fucking hurt.
Even though he numbed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It really hurt. So then what he does is he takes a scalpel, cuts it open, and then takes forceps and forces it open so it can just drain.
Wow.
And at that point, I was like, ah! And he was like, oh, could you feel that? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I felt everything.
Wow.
Everything. I mean, it was numb, but it wasn't numb.
I was going to say, it did not work for you.
Uh-uh. You could tell, like, I could tell by the way it felt, like the inside of my body, that yes, it was numb, but it no.
Wow.
It's not numb like when a dentist drills on your tooth and you just feel, you know, the pressure, like not, yeah.
Interesting.
No. Yeah.
I have no idea, but I'm wondering if it's because you were just so infected that it just numb, you know,
And
I don't know, though.
It was so big.
Yeah, maybe.
It was so big.
Like you can't get to it all when you're numbing. I don't know.
My tonsil was covering like half of my airway.
When I tried to help you that Monday after Easter and you said, I am not feeling good, and you got out of your car, I said, your neck looks swollen, remember?
Yeah.
And then when I saw you again, I must have seen you.
Yeah.
Not that Wednesday because Rockstar was with you.
Right.
But the whatever you other came, day, I was like, you still look swollen.
I think that was Friday.
Yeah, okay.
You came and saw me after I had it then.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. And I was like, you still look swollen,
and
you poor thing.
And it was.
Man.
So then, of course, we have this crazy busy weekend because my neighbor's daughter is pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, baby shower.
We had her baby shower. We did a cookout the night before the baby shower. And, of course, neighbor Eric's yard has been torn up since last season. So he's like, can we cook out at your house? And I was like, of course
absolutely.
You can. Like, that's my love language, you know?
Yeah, you have a beautiful deck. And
I love cooking for everybody. So I was like, Saturday, you know, I felt good Saturday when I woke up. But I was talking all day. I'm smoking cigarettes all day. I did have, like, two seltzers that day and a vodka. And then we had a campfire. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my throat's fucked.
Ugh.
And Bestie was over.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I almost feel like maybe I need to go back to the ER. Like, it was that bad.
No.
It was all swollen again. And I was like, I kept feeling like I had like I needed to do that. Like,
oh man.
But there was nothing in my throat. It was just that it was so swollen. It was touching places that it doesn't normally touch.
No, no.
So they had given me ibuprofen 600s, and I'm like, what the fuck is that going to do? I hadn't taken any of them.
Do I take
one
these times
night.
Five?
Yeah. I took one that night, and I woke up at 3 a.m. to take my meds, and it felt so much better. And I was like, why haven't I been taking these ibuprofens?
Oh, they were right. They were.
Oh, they really do know what they're talking about. Who would have thought? So, yeah.
Oh,
so
my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I feel really good. It's still like I looked at it in the mirror on the way over here, actually. It's still a little, I don't want to say it's swollen. I just feel like it's distorted now. Like it's like.
Your tonsil or just.
Yeah. Yeah. The tonsil. You
My
know?
Goodness.
Yeah. So it comes from like tonsillitis or strep. It's basically a buildup of strep bacteria. But it's like I never had strep. I was never like giving other people strep. I just had, it was inside of me, you know? And so, because I asked him, I was like, am I contagious? And he's like, no, you haven't been contagious. Like,
right.
You, like, you
it
got
contained
sick.
Itself.
Yeah, but you got sick in that pocket. Like,
yeah,
it never
gosh.
Went anywhere else.
Bodies
so.
Are so interesting.
So weird. Yeah.
So weird.
And it was wild. Remember, I sent you guys the list of the symptoms,
and you
I had
them
nine
all.
Out of 10.
Yeah, you had them. All. Oh, yeah, almost
the
all.
The only one that I didn't have was drooling.
Maybe.
I mean, in my sleep, for
right,
sure.
Right.
For
right.
sure. I would wake up with the driest mouth.
You have like the white cracked, like, oh my, you know, God. You could tell you were drooling on the
yeah.
side.
Yeah. It was so bad. Like, you wake up and like not 1 ounce, not one little spittle of
no
spit
moisture.
In your mouth. And I would take a drink of water and it would just rush to the back of my throat and then I would choke on it.
God, that is wild.
So now I've been choking on my drinks. Like, I'll take a drink of water and if it like
hits
just
the
goes
wrong way,
right
yeah.
to the back of my, I choke everywhere. So he asked me, he goes, have you had problems with your tonsils? Do you get tonsillitis? Do you get strep? I go, no, I've never had either of those.
Yeah.
And he goes, and then I probably won't ever see you again. I go, with all due respect, I hope I never fucking see you again. And he laughed and walked away. And I was like, well, I guess I'm done. Do I owe you any money? No. Okay. I'm out the door.
Right. He's a great doctor. My mom used to work for him.
I know. I was glad when you said that.
Yeah. I'll have to let her know. They were up north this weekend, but yeah, he's fantastic.
So that's
and
my
when,
sixth story.
When he told you that he was saw three in that day or three yeah. that week, I'm sure he did. He is yeah. very busy.
He goes, don't worry. It's not my first time. I've done this 3 times. And I looked at him and he goes, today. And I was like, fuck. I did hear that grown ass man screaming in here before I came in.
Yeah, but was he really?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
I doubt it.
I did hear a guy like, oh wow. Yeah. Okay. You know,
Julia went to that office as well. She had a different surgeon, but remember she was having some issues and she had to get something done on her nose because there was like some fluid or something.
Yeah.
The worst part was they put a stent up in her Ooh. Nose and had to take the stitches out.
Yeah.
And they could not get the last stitch out. So imagine someone up in your nose,
oh
just
my
like
God.
Tickling your nose, trying to get a stitch out. I mean, she was moving and like,
oh,
same thing with the tears. Yeah. And I was just like, I hope, knock on wood, nothing ever happens on my face because no. I am so sensitive.
Well, it's so hard. Like, you try to be a good patient, right?
Well,
and he kept telling me, he's like, you did really good. You did really good. And I'm like, does he say that to everybody? Or did I do really good? Because that fucking hurt.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And like, I couldn't imagine trying to do that on a kid.
I was just going
to
say on a young one.
Like, they should have knocked my ass out.
Yeah. Maybe they do with the kids. Who knows?
Probably. Well, with kids.
I can't imagine.
I imagine. If they're going that far with a child, they're taking their tonsils out. So they're getting knocked
out. Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Wild.
But yeah. Anyways.
So two things on that. Many, many years ago, I got sick and I went to the doctor and they said, nope, you don't have strep. And 1 week later, I could not walk up my stairs because my knees swelled.
Yeah.
Terribly.
Yeah.
And I went back to the same doctor and he goes, you have strep, but in your knees.
Isn't that
like, it can go anywhere.
Crazy.
And I was like, what? And
yeah.
I've never heard that. I've never even like, I think we didn't even have Google. That's how long it's
yeah,
been.
Yeah. Right.
And I
right.
remember trying to look it up before. I don't even know if that's a thing, but it can be it anywhere
yeah.
in your body.
Yeah.
Mine landed in my knees. And I remember that they were, you know, they had to watch it. They had to put me on ice. I spent a night at the hospital cause they had to put
yeah.
me on antibiotics. Years ago, it was a little after Halloween, and I came home from working retail. It was around 11 o'clock, and Steven was young, and he walked into my bedroom, and he looked chunky.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm not feeling good. I can't breathe real good. And he was sick 1 week earlier, negative strep. And I said, oh, buddy, you look like you've maybe had a little too much chocolate for
yeah.
Halloween. Maybe did you have peanuts? We're trying to like thinking it's an
yeah.
allergy. He looked like
yeah.
the girl from Willy Wonka
yeah.
that eats the blueberry, right?
Yeah,
yeah, all blown up. We get to the hospital. They immediately are rushing him to another hospital because he has strep in his kidneys.
Fuck.
So it does happen.
Yeah.
So when with my knees, I like almost didn't believe it for 30 years. You know, like that could not happen.
Right.
Like, what does that even mean?
Right.
And then he did. And I had asked the doctor, his urologist, because it was in his kidneys. He had to have a doctor like that at the children's hospital. And he said, oh yeah, it can go anywhere. It just so happens to go into the throat because that's the fastest.
Right.
It just latches on right away.
Yeah.
So somehow it traveled in both of our bodies. And it traveled in yours
yep.
and contained itself there.
Yep.
And all of us were negative.
Which I'm kind of grateful it contained itself and I didn't.
Oh,
because
so much pain,
do you know
though,
how
for
guilty I felt like working
oh,
on
right.
Monday
and then
after
going,
Easter?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Like thinking like, fuck, I'm probably getting people sick right now, you know?
But you were muscling it out as we do in retail.
Oh,
you,
fucking
we
assholes.
Muscle it out.
It's disgusting.
Let's talk about how bad I suck on a meat reset. so.
You do not
I was going to be the hero. I was going to go in and help you. You weren't feeling well. I'm on my way. I get there and you're like, every year this store's fucked up. And I'm like, no, we got this. An hour later, I was ready to go outside with you for a smoke. I was what is happening?
Every year.
Are rocking it. Yeah. Like, you know the cuts of beef and you know the pork. Spit on myself. And you were like rocking it. And I had the freaking UPC side, which is easy. The brats, the
but
whatever.
But still, we were taking a set that didn't fit properly.
The planogram.
Forcing it to fit.
Right.
And then we had almost an extra area. So we were like spreading shit out. And
that's
then
true.
That, you know, you're like, what do I do? Do I spread this out? Do I cut the strip? Do I move this over a shelf? Like, it was very frustrating.
Yes.
And I go through that every fucking year at that store. And it pisses me off.
Yep. So even through all my whining, though, we do work very well together.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were like, just put the strips up.
Yeah.
We'll just do what you can, and then we'll meet in the middle, and we barely met in the middle because you had like six sections done, and I got like 2.5 done.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
They were like dropping. All right, they were.
I gave you the hard part.
They were like dropping things down to one facing, and we're like, turkey. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Even if it's going to be
right.
Real. So we were kind of having to make our own decisions.
We did.
You had to make a ton of notes after it because it's never right.
It's never right.
So I was just like, wow. I had to take like Tuesday off to like.
That was. But you showing
cry
up.
Cry all day.
Because if I was there by myself
I honestly can't imagine. I mean, we had some good laughs, but.
I probably would have had a breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a rough one to start with.
Yeah.
But get it over with.
Yeah.
And then I went on a couple others with other resets. They were real fast.
And you were like, oh, wow, this is so fucking easy.
Oh,
why
so
was Cass's
easy.
So
you know why?
Complicated?
Because they were correct.
I know.
Your store was not. I'm hoping that you had 2 weeks of correct stores after
I did.
That. Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's the only one that's always
when they're correct,
up.
It goes fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of our coworkers had one where they did a 5-deck reverse and it shouldn't have been reversed. So then what you have to do is flip the strips upside down. So normally when you're looking at a planogram strip, the product should fit between the beginning of the barcode and the beginning of the next barcode. So when you have to flip them over like that,
yes,
you have to do it like opposite, but still go that way, you know? So it's so fucked up. I've had to do them with Drew before like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is bullshit. We shouldn't even be here. We should make them fix it, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it's so frustrating because like you said, when they fit and they're right, boom, boom, boom.
It's beautiful.
No biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put the strips in.
You
print
shuffle
the tags.
Everything down.
Yep.
You know, it's not a big deal. You know, there's always shit that doesn't fit properly or whatever, but you fit it in, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, but yeah, it takes one fuck up on that person's end that creates those. One little
and as much
keystroke.
As I complain and whine and say how terrible it is, you know, when we get done and you look at it and it's clean and it's
so
set,
nice.
Yes, and there's the new strips and the new plastic that holds the strips and the new tags, it just looks so crisp.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so you get done, you're like, oh yeah, oh yeah, that looks great.
It.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I have a lot, I talk about this every year. This is my fourth year now doing
and we've probably
resets.
Talked about it. 4 years.
I've probably talked about it every year, twice a year, fall and spring.
Right, so six.
And then you get some managers that just, they complain the whole time and they fight you on it. And why are they doing this? And why did they put this in here? And we can't even get this product. Why is it on the planogram? And I just go, man, I'm just here to put this shit in. Like, it has nothing to do with me. And they say, the people you work for. I go, actually, it's the people you fucking work for. Not me.
We're just here to assist.
Whatever, you know, get over it. But then, like you said, when you're done and it's all squared off and it looks good and it's put together well, and they go, oh, that's not so bad, you know?
Every time.
Yeah.
Almost every time.
I got a couple managers that, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I haven't even touched it. Like, I kept it the way you did it. So.
And what do we say when we're done? Let us take our pictures
and
you
then
do
you
what
fuck
you
it
want.
Up.
Yeah, you do what you want. We're not going to argue with you.
No.
We're not here to argue with
I don't
anyone.
Give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do what
we're
you
just
want
here
with
to
it.
Do the reset.
Yeah.
You go argue with the powers that be.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Go talk to your category manager or
that's
whatever.
Because
guess what he's going to tell you? Leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah. What's the problem? Leave it. Oh, oh so gosh. Funny. What's the real popular stuff for summer?
Burgers.
Burgers.
Burgers and there's brats.
Burgers and brats. Yeah. That makes sense. Skewers or no?
Yeah. Those two. But I think the pre-made skewers, those are always my opinions. I agree with some of the meat managers. Like, yeah, I don't know why they put that in there. I can't imagine it's a good seller.
Oh, yeah, well, we don't
know. So it's like, pre-cut chicken on a skewer, and they put it in a vacuum seal with marinade on it. Mm. And that's just not my jam, but the store makes skewers. They keep in the
behind
counter.
The glass.
Yeah. You know, those look a lot better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know that we're really, like, skewer fans here. Every once in a while we'll do it, but it's maybe, once every 2 years, like, I'm like, oh,
I'll make fajitas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because what do you do with a skewer? You put it on rice? I don't really eat rice.
No, we
I'm
don't either
Chinese
here.
Food.
I don't think we ever eat rice here. Ever.
Do you know I still have like a 5-pound container of rice, and that's from when Diesel was alive, and I would make Diesel's food.
Right.
Chicken
and rice
and veggies and whatever,
every
you know?
Day.
I haven't touched that fucking container of rice. I should probably just throw it out. Probably has bugs in it by now.
Steven is in Florida and a neighbor was moving, and Steven had done some favors for him or something. I think, I don't know the full story. So I'm visiting Steven a couple months ago or whatever it was. And I'm seeing this very large bag of rice by his front door and I ignore it because I'm like, he'll do what he wants. You know, I'm cleaning around.
You're
it.
Like, is that for like, if you get frost?
Yeah. Right.
Like kitty litter.
You know, what's funny is my mind was still in Illinois. So I was thinking it was salt.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're going to throw a little salt down on a 90 degree day in Florida. And so he was telling me a story and it started to connect because he goes, yeah. And he gave me this huge bag of rice that I don't know what I'm going to do with. And I'm like, throw that shit out. How long has it been sitting on your floor in Florida?
Go donate it to the food pantry.
What are they called? Palmetto bugs or cockroaches? God. You're just attracting anything that wants to go eat this rice, you know? Ugh. So I think he went to go work or go to the gym or whatever. I tossed it right away.
Did
I'm like,
you?
No. But
that's
it was
so
funny. He's like, yeah, he just came over and he goes, you want some rice? And I was like, sure, put it there.
Sure, just throw it
I mean,
the
it was like
door.
A big old bag.
I'll take it home to Illinois and use it for traction control. It's like when you drove a pickup truck in the snow and you threw some sandbags in the back.
Yeah, absolutely. An S10, a Chevy S10. Absolutely.
Here's a bag of rice for the back of your Toyota, Steven.
I had some sandbags back there. That is so funny.
Oh, that was great.
Wow, the things that we went through.
Yeah.
So when you think of shopping carts.
Yeah.
And the color of them.
Blue or black.
Okay. So every grocery store or store has their own branding, right? So they have different colors.
Yeah.
Some have metal.
Gray.
Some have plastic.
Uh-huh.
I was noticing that the craft stores have plastic, right?
Yes.
But maybe a grocery store has metal.
Yeah.
Because you're throwing the water in there. I would guess that plastic doesn't last in grocery, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
We do have... You know, and it's weird because the stores that we work at, half of them
plastic.
Have plastic and half of them have metal.
You're right. They're thick plastic.
There's some towards the city that they have like Kmart shopping carts. And I'm like, where the hell? They go, we take whatever we can find because people steal our carts all the time.
Yes. I do notice like a little yellow or a red
or whatever,
a gray
ones in there.
Whatever, right? Saturdays are busy. Everybody needs a cart. That's great. Oh, you're right. Because then Target has plastic. So if you think of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so there's 4 colors here.
Okay.
So kind of a quiz, kind of not. If you think of the color, go ahead.
Blue.
Yep, that's number one.
Yeah.
What's another one?
Black.
Yep, gray or metallic, they say.
Oh, gray or metallic. Mm-hmm. Well, I would call that silver.
Right.
Then red.
Yep. And then one more.
So blue,
think
silver,
organic.
Red, green.
Yes, those are the 4 that are that ChatGPT is telling us.
Yeah.
So many grocery stores use blue for their shopping carts because it's a calming color.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. Often associated with trust and dependability.
Get out. Oh, dependability. So when it goes get down the aisle. Yeah, real dependable. Everybody knows I'm shopping for tampons right now.
Oh, okay. So red, it's another common color. It's vibrant and can grab attention, making it easy for customers to spot their carts from a distance.
But everybody's is red at the store. And it's
Are they saying from the road or highway?
Probably.
Okay.
So you don't back into it because some jerk left it sitting in the middle of the freaking drive.
And which company do you think has a red car? What's the first one that you think
Target.
Of?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So green. Some stores opt for that green shopping cart. Exactly. Yeah. Possibly to convey a sense of eco-friendliness.
Yeah.
Or to align with branding, which is Whole Foods Market. One example. Or Fresh Market.
What's Aldi? Do they have metal?
Metal? Yeah, they definitely have metal.
I think they just have, you know what? I think they have gray silver with red
Around
handles.
Around here they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Because I love that Aldi, you got to put the quarter in, so you never hit a cart in Aldi parking lot. You never get those jerks that leave their carts in the parking lot.
Which is interesting because ours has cart corrals.
Yeah,
so are people just offering their quarter up to anybody else?
Well, I will usually just like if I see somebody walking up, I'll go, here, you can have my cart.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, do you want my quarter? And I go, nah, just pass it on.
Yeah.
And they probably steal my quarter too, but I don't care.
Yeah, right.
You know, sometimes I'll pop it back in and lock it and the quarter pops up, but I just leave it in there.
Oh, you're so nice.
Yeah. Because you never know. Sometimes you think you're not going to need a cart and you just grab a bag and then you're like hauling this heavy bag with 2 gallons of milk and eggs in your arms. And you're like, fuck, I wish I would have gotten a cart.
And then there's specialty aisle that has some really cool things. So then you have like a big old chunk of wood that you don't know what you're going to do with, but you got that in another bag.
Yeah, it's a salt shaker. I have to buy bags every time I go. Do you know how many reusable bags I have at home? I have probably 4 reusable bags full of reusable bags. And I always have to buy more.
I have a whole box of reusable bags for the clothing.
Right? Yeah.
If anybody wants any, email us. We'll ship you one.
We should take some up to Aldi and give them out.
We probably have like 500 of them. Aldi. All right, we'll let you know what we're doing so you guys can come get some.
Yeah.
They're blue. Ours are blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Trustworthy.
We are trustworthy.
Reliable.
And we're dependent except for the last 2 weeks when throat lady over here doesn't show up because she can't talk.
What? At least I went to fucking work like piece of shit. Should have called off the whole time. And then one of the bosses was like, hey, make sure you get this done. I was like, hey, bro, why don't you get in your car and you go do it? I've been in the ER.
You
but
can tell
hey,
we're comfortable
cool.
with those that we work with.
I know.
Hey, bro, while you're there, why don't you just get that done for me?
Know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's funny.
The last color is gray or metallic. Yeah. In some cases, stores may use this to give a more modern or industrial feel.
Oh, get out, Costco.
Personally, I feel like it's just cheaper not to have a color, but I don't know.
Well, Home Depot has orange.
Costco and Sam's Club. And Home Depot has orange. Yeah, yeah.
And that's really, watch out.
And Dollar General has yellow.
Yes.
Because that's where our first pictures were,
our
right?
Our photo shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other colors that people are probably yelling at their...
Green, blue, red, all the primary colors.
Yeah.
Yellow, blue, red. Is that the primary colors?
I think so. Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Purple? Does anybody have purple?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe hand baskets?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. What other colors would there be? Definitely not pink. I don't think I've seen pink.
No.
Brown? I haven't seen brown.
Ew, brown. That reminds me of Kmart. I bet Kmart had brown
ones. Oh, maybe.
Back
like
in the
caramel
day.
Color.
Caramel.
Caramel color. Is it caramel? Caramel?
It don't matter. It's tomato, tomato.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. You can say milk or you can say milk. I'm not mad at either.
Right. You can say tag or you can say tag.
You can say bag
or you can say bag.
Bag.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Dude, you and me both.
I'm so happy that
for
you're
reals.
Back. Today we were just like, we're so excited for the podcast.
Yeah.
As soon as I got up this morning, I'm like, it's podcast day.
I know.
Had to get
and I was driving
a bunch
to work.
Of cool meetings first.
Because I stayed up way too late last night.
Yeah, what happened there?
My alarm this morning. Well, so like I said, my neighbor's daughter is having a baby.
Oh, right.
And so he was like, hey, by the way, can we grill out again? And I was like, of course, you know.
It's what I do.
So we grilled out last night. And because she flies back to Arizona today. Well,
okay.
she should actually like be home right now. And So I stayed up way too late, and then I turned off my alarm. Like, it went off at 3 o'clock, and I totally, I don't even remember, but I know I did it. I just, like, and, like, went right back to sleep. And I woke up, and it was 4:45. I was like, God damn. Like, yeah. For the last 2 weeks.
Did you have to go into the city?
No, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
But for the last 2 weeks, I've been leaving the house at 4:45. Oh, so I'm I am late.
Yeah, that felt late.
Late. But I was still home by, like, 3:30 today, because, like, you know, I got to work by 7.
Yeah. I'm going to give everyone a little bit of advice because I noticed that today. We were in a meeting.
Yeah.
And all of us were on our phones or on our computers.
Yeah.
If you're on your cell phone and you take another call, it shows you on pause. And it shows that you're on hold in the team call.
Really?
I did not know that. So Google it and find out.
Ooh.
It lets the team know that you are not listening. You are on another call. So, I mean, we all have emergencies, right? Take the call.
Right.
Take the call.
Right.
But if you are in an important meeting and you know you're supposed to be there, don't answer another call or just hang up.
Yeah.
Just hang up and call back and say you lost connection or something.
Yeah.
So there is your...
there's your tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
Your Outlook Teams tip of the day.
To be more specific.
Hey, Teams, why don't you fix that? Why you gotta be calling us out like
right,
that?
Yeah, right? Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for your patience these last 2 weeks.
Sorry, guys.
No.
Sorry. I was like, just record without me.
Absolutely not.
I'm dead. I'm gone.
I know, Bestie just came over here and you were like, oh, okay, you guys going to do a sesh? I'm like, no. We're going to go outside and talk. It's beautiful out.
No, you go to the basement. You get in the basement right now and you record.
You're telling us what
I
to
can't
do.
Be there.
Go record. I'm going to go take a nap.
I did go take a nap. I sent everybody a Snapchat. I'm like, this is where I'll be. If you're looking for me, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
And then my alarm went off at 3 o'clock to take my meds. And I was like, I was sleeping so good.
Oh, it's the worst. Well, thanks, everybody.
All right.
Talk
we'll
to
see
you
ya.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.